Hello, WinJet community. It's Angelo Sisco back with another week of some beautiful inspiration and guidance that I hope to share with all of you. And lately, I've had the opportunity to begin training with one of our newest coaches for the Alpha Hippie Men's Program. And when I get to know a coach or anything like that, I love to ask them who their favorite athlete is growing up and who's the one that's most inspiring to them. And then this new gentleman that we began working with mentioned that Curtis Martin, the football player, was his favorite athlete. And then he shared with me his Hall of Fame speech. And it's a wonderful speech. And so I listened to it, and he talks about Bill Parcell, who was his coach for a good portion of his career, and how much of a mentor he was to him. And he said a couple different stories, and he called them Parcellisms and things like that. And one of the things that really I took home with it is Bill Parcell talked with Curtis Martin about the difference between routine and commitment. And I really wanted to share this, and I felt so much enlightenment and understanding once I heard this, and I just said, wow, this is going to be what I'm going to bring to the WinJet community, because it really affects all areas of our lives. It doesn't matter if this is with yourself, in your relationships, or in your business, and it's really, really a great philosophy to live by and look through as you're doing anything in life. And so without further ado, here's the advice, and then I'm going to unpack it a little bit more just so we could understand a little bit more as a application or how to actually take this in action. And so Curtis Martin and Bill Parcell are having a conversation, and he said, there's a big difference between routine and commitment. Routine is something that you just do. Commitment is doing something with the intention of getting to the next level. And oftentimes, me, myself included, I could get stuck into just doing things out of routine and not commitment. And here's a really, you know, just normal for instance. I imagine and hope and trust and hope that everyone gets up and they brush their teeth. Now, when you brush your teeth as a routine, you're just doing it to check the box. You're doing it to say that you did it, and you get done and it's over with, which is great. And if you're starting off on something and you're learning how to develop, just showing up and discipline, that's awesome. But the mindset of commitment is about going to the next level. So if I brushed my teeth or you brushed your teeth every day with commitment instead of routine, more than likely you would brush your teeth so focused and so intentional that you would make sure that there wasn't a stain, a plaque. You would floss every tooth. You would make sure that it was done with the idea that it's going to be better and not just checking the box. And then I started looking at a bunch of different areas in my life and really ran an honest audit of myself of going, okay, you may have the right practices or routines, but what are you not fully committed to or you need to recommit to so that it's moving you and advancing you, right? Because we can get so bogged down with so many different routines, morning routine, workout routine, work routine, that we just do things without being consciously connected to it or committed. And so the call for this week is to take a look at what you're doing in your life and seeing what you're doing out of routine and just checking the box, especially in areas that you want to see growth in. And then it's not about doing a routine. It's about committing to doing it for something better, a specific outcome that you are striving for. And then it's not about necessarily obtaining that outcome, right? Because we do not want to be overly attached to it. But every day we're doing it, you're anchoring in the outcome that you're desiring, and you're reaching to the very best you can to obtain it. Not without being, you know, caught up in perfectionism and obsessing over small things per se that's out of your control, but just focusing on a level of commitment that really helps you step into an awareness of not of why you're about to do something, what you're trying to do with it, and how can you be so focused on it in that moment that you give it your absolute best. And this is, like I said, this is in every area of your life, from yourself and your routines and how you're working out, all your roles in your relationship, husband, wife, father, yada, 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 go down the list, mother, and especially in your career, in your work even, you know, just whatever you're doing. Are you just showing up and going through the motions and checking the boxes and thinking that that's just the only thing? Or are you really doing them, all of them, with some sort of level of commitment, intentional advancement? And if you're not, why would they ever really advance? You don't even give them the chance. You don't even put your heart and soul into actually doing it. You may even, right, you either not doing it, you're on the couch hoping and wishing that you would, or you might get caught up into just doing it with, you know, your subconscious brain, just moving through the motions and not being really intentional on how you could be better, not thinking about how you could be better once you're done and advancing and growing in these areas that are all very important to us. So as this year is starting to come to a close, I was just chatting with Chris Ross before we got on. I said, I can't believe it's already November. This is a perfect time as we, you know, the world usually slows down towards the holiday season for reflection and celebration and moving into a new year and planning. Just where are you going to be committed to and recommit to over this period, and making sure that you understand the intention and the outcome and the energy you have to bring every day when you embody a commitment attitude versus a routine attitude. I trust that this is going to be hit you guys just as hard, or pretty close to as hard as it really hit me, in a beautiful wake up sort of way, where making sure that what I'm bringing to the table is very powerful, and not getting caught up in doing a lot of things, yet doing things that I'm really committed to and doing those things very, very well with a lot of intention. So bring commitment to everything that's important to you. Bring that level of awareness, that level of detail, that level of dedication. Because you deserve to land in a better place than you are right now in the year, right? And better is a tough word to say, but just advancing, right? Because it's not about letting go of everything, having no stress or no problems or any of that. It's just we want to be at a new level of the game so that we continue to feel inspired, continue to feel ambitious, and also anchor in that we are advancing. If you are just going through a routine, more than likely you're going to be in the same exact spot you were next year at this time. And I'm sure, just like myself, that's not what we really want out of life. And that begins with us being committed and recommitting every day. Don't fall asleep to your routines. Wake up to commitment. Thank you all for watching. I'll see you next week. Much love from Alpha Hippie. Bye-bye.
Cast is brought to you by WinJack Studios. We are an all-in-one educational platform for podcasters that revolutionizes how hosts leverage content to increase engagement with listeners, downloads, and income. We come together to focus on community, collaboration, and collective impact. For more information on how you can interact directly with our hosts, access exclusive live content with offers you can't get anywhere else from our official partners, join our purpose-driven community by visiting www.winject.com. If you're ready to build a career doing what you love, then we're ready to see you there.